Wai Kukwaitip Geos Quest, Squamagulu, interior of so-called British Columbia. I'd like to share my personal story first. I have lost a mother to breast cancer. I have lost a lot of family members to cancers. And how that's related to the Mapuche people is the mining that's going on within our traditional territories. The harvesting that we do just so happen to be places of exploration. So they spray pesticides and to kill surrounding native indigenous plants to that area. We so happen to just still pick those same things that contaminate and we then consume cancer. So in our area, we have six mines that are within our traditional territory. That's just my immediate traditional territory. We have the Riddick Creek gold mine, also the New Gold, and I don't have my notes. Tisico Mining. I can't remember the mining company, but how that's in relation to the Mapuche people is that the same companies that are exploiting up here in so-called Canada are going down and harming our brothers and sisters further down south. And I just got word that BP wanted to actually setting up shop in the Rocky Mountains, which so happens to be our traditional territory. We say, that, like, why the fuck are they going to go and do that shit? Because we still go to those same sacred mountains and how important it is for our people to be presenting their occupation there. With the oil spills going on right now, that's a major concern that they're actually still thinking of exploring more places to drill. So bringing it back to like how everything is harming our people within the traditional territories, it's happening everywhere. And I like to relate my story also to the Tarzans and how the effects from the actual Tarzans are coming right through the CP Rail, right to the Port Metro of Vancouver. So the tar sands, they're putting the CP Rail and highway expansion through our traditional territory. And when that, what's going on there is we have ancestor remains that are blocking their progression right now, but they're kind of finding a way to go around it. So they're still continuing work on the CP Rail and highway. And in relation to the tar sands, that's how they ship their dilution out, as well as the pipelining project, the Giga project. And so they're shipping those products throughout the CP Rail line, going through everyone's traditional territory, everyone, right through Turtle Island. They found their direct path to China. They did find everything that they were looking for. They you know, when they said, oh, it was a mistake, they wanted to find a direct path to Asia. They did. And it's just so happening it runs through our traditional territories throughout Turtle Island. And with the ancestor remains, we're doing a lot of work on our and on preservation, because with them coming in and extracting and displacing our ancestors, they're putting them into museums and so forth. And displacing us even further, because without our ancestors, our ties to the land, then they say you no longer exist. And when that happens, the displacement starts to occur. Reservations, and then pretty soon a city is built on top of you, and so forth. So the displacement on the ancestor remains. We're protecting the actual site. She was carbon dated, and they haven't released the information because they really wanted this information to get out there. And they said, okay, we'll do DNA testing, we'll do all of these things. But to our traditional people, that's desecration. That's robbing, or grave robbing, in other words. When you go in and you extract DNA or a tooth or carbon date, you take their bones and you drill it, and then you burn off the emittance to see how old they are. So with that, they wanted to do that. We stopped that because with the harm that that would cause upon ourselves if we didn't, would be far greater than allowing them, because there is a taboo. Or so if you do that, you're harming yourself and you're harming your family around you. If you allow grave robbing to happen or desecration to our ancestors, you actually harm yourself by allowing them to do that. By just the knowledge of them doing that, or giving them permission, in other words, would be harm upon yourself. And the actual, what they ended up doing was they hired native people within the communities to actually do the archaeology, to do the testing and so forth. They in turn already know that what they're doing is wrong, but they're further bringing more harm onto themselves, because they want to create jobs and they want to have, you know, whatever, their vehicle paid or whatever. Anyways, I'd also like to speak for the t'i, that means the deer in our language, and the moose and the salmon and all of the watershed wildlife that are out there. Because the mining that's going on there, they're being further displaced. Like up in Riddick Creek, that's a Glacier Peaks area. And what's going on, they end up having their tailing ponds, which then leach into our spawning grounds, into the creeks and everything. So and the deer and the moose all drink from those creeks. So we're noticing 1 out of 10 animals are affected with cancerous cysts, and that's the deer, the moose, the fish, you name it, everything that's of a watershed, plant life, and everything, they all have some sort of cancers. And how that's related back to our people is that it is in the food that we eat, and the air that we breathe, and the water that we drink. Like, again, how you can help. So within our communities, we're building autonomous communities, and that's like having our housing, our traditional Keystone, our traditional houses that we're all building. And the youth actually took that upon themselves to create their own spaces, because we all live in almost 3 generations under one household. So what we noticed was that we needed houses for our children. So we took it upon ourselves to go back to Mother Earth and go onto our traditional lands and start building. And also we do like health and medical and dental. We find people who can help and assist without cost, maybe, you know, trade by trade system. So we're taking in initiatives upon ourselves to be actually self-sustaining, to help ourselves within the community. And also we have our children all attending traditional roles in school. We have a native school within our community. They learn strictly the language, immersion, and then so forth. So how you can help is just the information that we give to you. It's an honor that you guys are listening and you're staying here. That's for, you know, the people to have in our hearts, to know the knowledge that you can go and tell 10 people, and then so forth. So, okay, Kusha. Cool.